to Kiara Nation. We're a variety show, vlog with independent opinions, a podcast for adults to speak freely and frankly about sexuality, gender, politics, spirituality, and human rights, and how they intersect with history and the world today. Our mission is to advocate for responsible and consensual dialogue rather than violence, bigotry, blame, and discrimination. Fans and listeners, the nation, our guests and guest co-hosts, and even our naysayers are part of the chat, clearing up sexual stigmas, including myths of marginalized groups such as LGBTQA, sex workers, adult entertainers, and the spiritual, with a mix of in-depth research, compassion, humor, and no-holds-barred dialogue about what we want to see in the future.
Welcome, everyone, to Kiara Nation Sex Culture 2045. We're making changes. As you know, we've been doing it for the past few months. It's a slow process, but it is what it is. I wanted to talk about polyamory. I had someone send me an email concerning a polyamory relationship in which she is involved in. It's her first time, and she was asking me about how I feel about this. And due to my last little recording I left for you guys, she asked, well, here's the message. Here's what I have to say about it. Make sure that the person that you are dating understands what polyamory is. I'm going to tell you a little story about myself and a recent relationship I had with someone. At first, I didn't want this person because it was just getting in the way of what I was doing and my feelings for him were really strong, and it was a really amazing attraction. It's no longer, because it never became fruitful. Well, anyways, I explained to him somewhat that, to his understanding, which I don't think he ever really got the understanding to this day. There was a lot of differences between me and him. He's PC and I'm not. I don't politically correct anything. I'm respectful of others. I have a lot of respect for people, especially people who say what they mean and are open to correction and are open to growth. Okay? Those are the qualities I most look in a person, and their openness is the biggest thing. Now, because I am in this adult industry, I tend to always have an open relationship. And the sole reason is because I am in this industry. And I'm not going to force anyone from my own moral compass, not a societal or a collective morality, but of my own, my individual. Because the word morality is very broad, but people made that in principle, morality, esteem, and respect, and all this. It's a collective, and everybody gets to collectively say that's respect, that's morality, that's this, that's that. When you add self to that, it becomes an individual. It becomes very individualized. You see? So, as I was saying, I don't believe that person knew exactly what polyamory is, because he took it upon himself to, I told him I wasn't comfortable with getting girls for him, because that wasn't the thing. I brought him a present, a little present She's a doll. She's cute, and she's just adorable. We're still friends. The thing is that I wanted to gift her to him, and she wanted to be gifted. It was completely consensual, and I was okay with that. I wanted to dress her up and everything, because I told you she's a doll. I like dressing her up. I still do. And, well, I think he misread or misunderstood what it was. So he made me his woman go-getter. I was completely uncomfortable with that. Just because I'm in part, or just because you're part of polyamory, make sure that you sit down and talk to the person you're with. And you guys have to make a compromise as to how you want this relationship to be. And make sure that you're aware of your own feelings inside yourself to understand that what are you going to do when you see this person in person with another person. Now, I wasn't tripping when he was with the present I gave him. But I was tripping when he continuously, and I mean continuously, this is after I said, I don't want to be your woman go-getter. This is not how, you know, this is not what I, you know, just because I gave you a present doesn't mean that I'm going to just go out and look, see that lady over there? That's the kind of woman I like. Dude, that's not it. And I can tell you're not a person that knows or has a mature outlook on polyamory, because you're sitting up there making me your woman go-getter, and that's not what I signed up for. Anyways, using myself as an example as usual, because I can only use my own experiences to give someone else the correct advice. I can't go off of textbooks completely, because textbooks are very generalized and sometimes stereotyped, and it's coming from a place of study. It's not coming from a place of experience. And sometimes study or education, a formal education, can blind people because of the level of so-called, you know, superior, inferior complexes that we have in this world, that we go about the world with chips on our shoulders, or with grandeurs, or want to be like somebody, or whatever media tells us that that's who we are, or television tells us that's who we are. And if we're not that, then you gotta act like it, or you gotta look down on someone else so you can make yourself feel better. You know what I'm saying? All those things, I've gone through all those things, but I've checked myself and I've continuously grown. So, yes, I'm patting myself on the back, and yes, I'm doing all kinds of proud dances and all that, because I can't talk on something with the education of experience, not necessarily formal. I mean, I still plan on doing some stuff formal because it's necessary, but I don't completely want to blind myself with just experience or just formalities or the unknown. So going back to it, this person was a continuous boundary stepper. But yet and still, the funny part about it is that when I love you, I love you. I'm going to love you and love you. I mean, really love you. But I'm going to love you freely. Meaning that I don't expect you to change for me. But I do expect you to make some curves in your ways if it offends me, as if I do that for you. But that person was never really, I'm not even sure why he was going out with me, to be honest with you. Because every time I got close, he like run away. I mean, up until the last time I saw him and we were no longer like dating or anything, he just came over to see me. He was running away from me every time he got close. And I was just like, dude, I don't bite. Not sure what his issues were. Maybe he was just, you know, in fear. Because a lot of people are raised by fear. Also, stereotypes and stuff. But I'm not going to get into that because I really didn't get on the air to be ranting about my last, I don't even know what to call it, somewhat relationship. I'm just using it as a prime example of polyamory and what can go wrong with that. Be sure in yourself, you and the other person, that that is really what, that you can handle something like that. That you're not going to sit up there and be mad at that person that you have chosen to be part of the love affair. Or be mad at your partner, or be mad at your other partner. Be sure you know what you're doing. Prior to that, you need to discuss this stuff. And if it's just a sexual relationship, let it be understood clearly that it is just a sexual relationship. Be willing to listen to each other. Listen. Always listen to what the other person is saying. Because we run around half-baked, we all do, running from one thing to the other, or not having enough time to like get the full essence of something. We only have a 2-minute span of attention, and then we wander off to other things, and even things in our minds, you know, like the horses in our heads of thoughts. So we need to really be clear. We need to really listen to what our lovers, the people that we care about, are saying, so that we don't run around hurting each other. Because sometimes it's done. It's. I don't really think when we hurt people that we do it really with intention. And when it comes to love, things just happen. There's just a way that we are. And so I guess that's a good argument for being friends before lovers. But then again, I have lovers who are my friends, who we started off as lovers, and now we're just friends. And so there goes that argument too. I don't know. It all depends on the human being that you are. I really, 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 really believe in openness. In openness with yourself, to be able to criticize yourself, to be able to love yourself, and to be able to correct yourself, to be able to discipline yourself, and to be able to really be relaxed with yourself. Once you have yourself covered in yourself, you don't put so much pressure and so much codependency on another person to fulfill something within you that you have to deal with. That's kind of like my alcoholism and so forth. I was bullied, and then I don't want to get my family mad at me, but anyways, I was bullied at school, and my brother, being I guess he just cared about what other people thought or whatever, like, he shunned me, and that shit hurt worse than the bullying. And it was a lot of stuff that was going on in the family that I'm not gonna get all into on the air, but I will, I promise you, I will. It has nothing to do with shame or anything else. It's just I really don't want to put this out in the air and then have an issue with my family, because just sometimes they're just a bit much. And my mom has an ulcer, and I don't feel like getting her hot another collar, because she's, and my sister are pretty much in denial of a lot of stuff. Yeah, so I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that slip away. But I was like I said, relationship starts with yourself. What kind of relationship do you have with yourself first? Be sure that you can see two people together and that be the person that you are attracted to. And I think that, like, if you're first starting to go out with a person, I really think that you need quality time with that person intimate quality time where you can talk, fuck, whatever you want to do between you two, and see how that goes before you start inviting other people in. You know, polyamory is it has to be a mature, well thought out relationship. But you have to have a relationship with yourself first. That's the most. But then again, don't be too afraid, because you are on this earth and we have to live in the now, to just jump in and enjoy someone. And whether you get hurt or not, which is what I did, this, you know, I tried to love this person and show them unconditional, free, unhampered love, but it was always an argument afterwards, because honestly, I'm gonna put it from my perspective, because that person didn't know how to talk. They didn't know how to communicate. I take it that he thought himself above, and he saw me as they and him as them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't of the same brand of species, of race, of persons. And he had, I don't think he had so much an issue with that, but he thinks he's not a racialist, but he really is. He has people, he boxes people, puts people in boxes and stereotypes and stuff, and doesn't listen. That's from my perspective. But since I never got to know this person, not for real, and I have no idea what I fell in love with, but yeah, I do have an idea, because he's soft and there's so many beautiful qualities about him. I'm not dogging him on the show. I'm just using that as an example, because if he listens to this, he's gonna probably be like, whatever the fuck. That's not what I'm doing. I'm using my own experience to help this listener out. I didn't get permission to say her name, so I'm not. But she knows who you are, and if you want to get put a comment on the box or whatever and reveal yourself, go ahead. So that's my take on polyamory. It could be a beautiful thing. It could be a beautiful thing to people who are very well adjusted within themselves, who are not looking for someone to fulfill some kind of lack they have inside themselves. They have to face that. So yeah, that's why I brought up my family. I was wondering, this whole time I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, why the fuck did I bring up my family? Oh yeah, so that's what I was saying. You have to be like in a relationship, like I was saying, like in my relationship with alcohol, I had to make sure that that I had that talk with myself. Why are you doing this? You don't even like this. My God, you're throwing up all over the place and yet you're still drinking. You embarrass yourself every time you drink. Oh my God, I was in the middle of an oil slip or whatever, and I kept trying to get up and I kept falling down. And the other time, we were at Ocean Beach, and me and the other drunkard were trying to go up those stairs, and every time we got up to the top, we fall backwards. I was bruised and scratched and everything the next day. It was crazy. It was crazy. But those were the funny parts. There were some other parts that was just crazy. It was just insane. It was sad, and it was self-loathing and all kinds of things. And like I said, that came from the abuse and all the other stuff. Sometimes we become our abuse. You know what they say, we may not realize we internalize what other people are saying about us, because of the type of society we live in, where you're judged by your peers, and individuality is really shunned. Even now in this time, individuality is really shunned. With all these cancellation warriors and all this other stuff, I'm not saying that they're doing a bad thing, but sometimes that shit goes overboard. Not letting people have their freedom of expression, that's really shitty. It's also shitty not to be listening to other people, because not everything a person is saying, even if it sounds hateful, is there's some truth, and it derives from some kind of truth, right? Otherwise it wouldn't harm us so much, or it derives from some kind of bad experience they may have had with one person, and then they've put it off on other people. And so be willing to listen to your potential, your partner, your lover, your casual sex person. I mean, be willing to listen and know what you're getting into before you get into it. Because there's no need to be harming each other. There's no need for hating one another. If you go in knowing what you're getting into, and if it's not your scene, and don't pretend it's your scene. You know? Just to please somebody else, because the only person that gets hurt is you. You know? Or you end up hurting a completely innocent person that had no business being with you in the first place. But sometimes our hearts and our desires and so forth cause us to lie and do stuff just to get that person. And then when that person doesn't become what we think we can mold that person into, what do? We start hating. And that's fucked up. Because that person, you can't control nobody but yourself. And sometimes we can't even control ourselves. You know? I'm glad I believe in the source of all things. And I can stake my trust and my love and my everything on that source. And know that every relationship that I encounter was my contract with the universe. And therefore, any pain, any mistake, anything that I encounter in my relationships, be it sexual or not, are here for me to learn from. And being Aquarius, I put it back out into the world, what I've learned, what I know, and that you guys go with the flow or not go with the flow. Hey, I'm looking for guests. I'm looking for people who want to chat it up with me and have any conversation or whatever. Otherwise, I'll just keep putting stuff up until I'm completely ready with this new show. The other thing I was, what I'm doing is, I'm trying to see how I can make my satire variety show more audio, because most of the stuff, like when you guys are listening to Cooking with Cleavage, most of the stuff is really funny, but it's, I have to do it maybe word for word or something so that you guys don't know what's going on, because there's a lot of lapse of space and time. And then where she's doing something, or the thing is doing something, or someone else is doing something, or there's little skits or little PNG characters, and yeah, you miss all that with the visual, not being able to see the visual. So I'm trying to see how I can make this fun for everyone, all inclusive, you know? Okay, well, that's it for me today. I wanted to put something out there, and I wanted to answer the young woman's question, and I hope that this helps you out. I don't have the answers to anybody's relationship or whatever, but I can give you some advice, or I can share my own experiences, and perhaps you can pull something out of that. And make your own decisions. All right, you guys have a wonderful, beautiful everything. Abatang. You do Abatang, okay? You do Abatang. Oh, yeah, I do Abatang. Oh, maybe not that. Okay. Bye. For now.
Kiara has a burning passion and love for her work and has suffered hell in the past, directly related to the status quo's illogical indoctrination of sensual and sex shame. She doesn't believe in this sex degradation and shame and wants to expose the misinformed information and history on the subject. This world is for all. No exception. There is nothing to shame oneself about when it comes to the lifestyles of consenting adults. Committing genocide or starving millions or cohorting with corrupt politicians, rulers, dictators, and big business that creates poverty and suffering. That's shame.